he says that hegdish chametz v'shichror mafkiyin midei shivud. But even though true to Kanas Usha said that this eved is meshubit to the husband, she has the right to sell it. But hegdish chametz v'shichror is mafkiyin midei shivud. If you're meshachar the eved, that's much stronger than a shivud.
So if she goes and knocks out the eye of the eved, which is sort of like a maisa shichror, like she's freeing the eved, that's a very strong thing. So therefore, that's other than the shibud Rabbanan said, true, this eved right now is like meshubud to the husband. She has no right to sell to somebody else. It's only a shibud like. It's meshubud to the husband. But if she does an action now that frees the eved, makes the shichror in the eved, shichror can still be chal. So therefore, shichror here is other from the shibud. That's the makwekis over here. All right, we'll stop here.
Yes, holding down Tzadikam and Aleph on top. Can the Gemara just end off to say we hold like Rava, that the Yom HaRav, Rava is the one that said, Hegdish, Chometz, Vich, Shichrur, is Mavkiya Midei Shibud. That if you had a Shibud, that means you borrowed money, and you're Meshavet to pay back with something, and then you are Makashit, or else Chometz, you borrowed money from a guy, and you made a Shibud on your Chometz, and now it becomes Pesach, Erev Pesach, you have to burn it. Or else Shichrur, in the case here, where you made something, an Eved, you made an Eved, a Shibud, and then the Eved, you freed the Eved, so Shichur is Mafkiyah Midei Shibud. So Mor says now, so Leima de Rava Tanoihi. Let's say now, Rav is Halacha, is a Machlokes Tanoim, whether the Isha could be free the Eved or not. Like that was the Shaila here before, that the Isha right now, that when she knocks out the eye of her Eved, the Nichse Milug, does the Eved go out free or not? They want to say, according to the Mount Yom, it says it doesn't go out free, is because they say now the reason why one Mount Yom says that the Isha, that when the Isha knocks out the eye of the Eved goes out free, even though it's like Meshubid to the Baal, and even though there's a Tekonis Usha to say that the Isha can't sell it, but Shichur is more cautious. If she knocks out the eye that the Eved has the right to go out free, Shichur is Mafkiyah Midei Shibud. That's good according to one Mount Yom here. Tomorrow says the soul lame of the Rava Tanoihi. Let's say now Rav is Halach is a Machlokes Tanoim. Because the Tanakama holds no. The Tanakama holds that the Eved does not go out free, even though the Isha knocked out his eye. So you see that Shichur cannot be Matkiyim Midei Shibud. Tomorrow says, Loi, I tell you the Kuli Alme is Lu the Rava. Really, all over we hold like Rava. That even though you have your Eved, that you are Mishabed the Eved to somebody else, or here where the Isha got married, and now the nichsei milug like the husband has the right to use the peris. It's meshubit to the husband. But so I tell you, v'hocho, and still, Rav still says all over that when she's meshacher, when the eved is meshacher the eved still goes out free. So how come over here, one man the yom says, when the isha knocks out the eye, the eved still does not go out free. Aye, why not, even though it's meshubit, but still the shichra should be mafia. So I'll answer you, here there's a new svara. Takonas Usha is so strong that Rabbanin gave the kaya to the husband even stronger than Shichur. They made a special alimus here, and this shibud that the husband has, therefore here Shichur does not help. But all of it helps. And Rashi says, "Vishibude debal kishar kinyan parathialu." But the kinyan parathialu pligi. No. Now this Rashi goes on the next Gemara. The Kitz Gemara says there's no machlokes to Rav. Everybody can hold like Rav. But here, if you hold, the reason why she can't be Meshach of the Eved is because here's a special Takanas Usha Al Mu Rabbonin Lishibudi Debal. Then the Gemara says, Riboy Yisem, no terrors could be, I'll tell you, Tekuli Yalma Les Lu Lani Tanoi. That all these last two Tanoim do not hold from Takanas Usha. Maybe both of them does not hold from Takanas Usha. Then the question was, what's the machlokes then? Again, when the Isha has her Eved, when she gets married now, the husband has the right to use the Kinyan Peres, use him. But the Kinyan Aguf still belongs to the Isha. So what's the machlokes if the Isha knocks out the Eved's eye? Does the Eved go out free or not? So I'll tell you, v'hocha v'kinyan Peres, k'kinyan Aguf dami. We don't hold from Tekonis Usha that there's no strength in the husband's Kinyan Peres. But the regular machlokes all over, how strong is Kinyan Peres? Is Kinyan Peres called a Kinyan Aguf Zami? Kamiflagi. Therefore, if you hold that Kinyan Peres is like a Kinyan Aguf, so the husband that has the right to use the Eved, his Kinyan Peres is like a Kinyan Aguf. Therefore, the Isha is not considered the owner.
Therefore, even though the Isha knocked out his eye, he does not go out free. And the other Tana holds no, that Kinyan Peres that the husband has is not the Kinyan Aguf, but rather what the Isha owns, that's the real Kinyan. Therefore, she's the owner. She knocks out the eye. The Eved goes out free. The Mar says there's a Machlekes. Over Plukta the Hani Tanoi, this is the Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanya will learn like this. Hamoicher Avdoi. Liachar, if you sell your Eved to somebody else, you sell your Eved Kanani to somebody else, or Postak Imoi, but you make up the condition with him, Al Manashim Shayim Shamshano Shleishim Yayim, that the next 30 days, you want your Eved to still work for you. In other words, right now I'm selling you a Kinyan Haguf, that you're going to own the Guf of the Eved. Just for the next 30 days, he has to work for me, I have a Kinyan Peris the next 30 days. So now, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rishon Yeshna Bedin Yoyma Yamayim. The first one, the original owner, if he's going to hit this Eved right now, and there's a special halacha that when you hit your Eved, if you kill him, if he dies a day later, then you're potter. It's a new halacha. A regular person, if he hits somebody, even though it takes 3 years till he dies, but if he dies because of your hit, you're chayiv misa for it. But by your own Eved, you're only chayiv if he dies within the first 24 hours. Once he lives for 24 hours, you're not chayiv misa. That's a new chiddush on the owner of the Eved. So who's called the owner here? So says halacha that Rishon, the first one, because right now the Eved is working for you. Kisavah, that means Remeh holds that Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf Dami. That's that the original owner, even though he sold it, but for the next 30 days he has the right to use the Eved. It's called like his Eved, and therefore the din of Yom Yamayim, he has the Ptur. And Rashi says, Rishon Yeshna Bedin Yom Yamayim, in Hikol B'Toych Shoshim Yom. If the first owner hits his Eved within these 30 days, if he doesn't die the first day, you may get up for 1 or 2 days, chai alive, ain't an eret. Then if he dies later, you're potter. The pasuk says, achim yom or yamayim. And if he lives a day or two, then you're not chai misa. Avosheni, a second person, in ikol b'tech shloshim yom, or even if the second owner here, if he would have hit him during the 30 days, Shehoya bebeis rishon ain't ever din yom yamayim v'neragolav afilu meis hacholi zeh l'sfeis shalashonim. Even if he only dies in 3 years from now, but if he dies from the hit that you caused, you chayv misa. Why the kinyan teres you kinyan rishon the kinyan aguf dami v'lav d'shenihu. Out of these two owners now, the second one is not called the real owner yet because he doesn't have the kinyan teres. But the first owner that still has the right to use it for the next 30 days is considered his. You see, Rabbi Meir holds Kinyan Peres, that's Kinyan Aguf Dami. That's the main thing. Kinyan HaPeres is the Yikar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sheini Yeshno Bedin Yom Yomayim, just the opposite. The second one, the one that bought him, and that really owns him right now, even though for these 30 days he can't use him, but since the second one owns him, he has the loch of the owner. He has a din if he kills him. If he dies a day or two later, then he's potter. If Neshu Kaspoi, because he owns them right now. Kisava, therefore, of Yud holds Kinyan Peres, Lav to Kinyan Aguf Dami. Even though the first owner still has the right to use them for these 30 days, but that Kinyan Peres is not called Kinyan Aguf Dami. Therefore, the second one is the owner, and the second one has a lock of Yoyma Yamayim. Whereas if the first one would kill him, the first one would be Chayiv even if he dies 3 years later. Rabbi Yossi says, Shneihem Yeshna Bedin Yoma Yamayim. He goes the Kula. Both of them have the loch of Yoma Yamayim. Both of them, if he ever doesn't die within a day, they're both potter. Why? Zem Mifnei Shutachtov. The first owner has a Kinyan HaPeres he's working by him. Zem Mifnei Shukasloi. And the second one is because he's the real owner. He owns the Kesev of the Sevet. What does that mean? Like after you have two people owning him, the Kura is either one or the other. I'll answer you that Rabbi Yisrael's Mesafkele, he has a Suffolk, he's in doubt. Where the Kinyan Peroid, E Kinyan Haguf Dami, he has it for a doubt. If the main Kinyan is the fact you have a right to use it, is the Kinyan Peroid, the use of it, the main Kinyan, and therefore the first one has the Psur of Yom Yomayim? Or lost the Kinyan Haguf Dami? Or else, no, it's not like the Kinyan Haguf. Whereas then the second one would have the Kinyan Haguf Dami. Therefore, if either one of these two kills the Eved, and he dies a day later, we won't kill them, because the klal is, We have to go to Kula here. We have a doubt which one of the two really killed him. But since we have a doubt, it'll be the Lach on Sof and the Foshes goes to Kula. This is Rabbi Yeh's Shita. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says no, just the opposite. Shneihem, both of them, both the first owner and the second owner, Einam Bedin Yoyma Yomayim. They both do not have the heter of Yom Yomayim. Then neither of them is called the real owner. Zelafi Shena Tachtov. The second owner doesn't have him yet. He's only going to have him in 30 days. He doesn't have the right to use the certificate. It's not called Tachtov. Vizeh, the first one, Zelafi Shena Kasvoi. He's not the real owner. He already sold the Evid. He doesn't own him anymore. Even though he has the right to use him for these next 30 days, that's only called the Kinyan of Paris, which he owns Lach and Kinyan of Gufdomi. Therefore, Reb Lezer has a suffix. Reb Lezer says, Vadai, that neither of them are the owner. An owner means you have both things. You have the Kinyan Peiruf, you have the right to use it, and you have the Kinyan Aguf. By Kofan, we see it's a four-way machlekes here, and this is said when you have two people involved, that one person really owns it, and the other person has the right to use it right now. So mainly before also, the machlekes before, when the Isha that owned the Nevet Kinani, and now she got married, so it's called Nichtsim Miluk, she brings into the husband. The halacha is the husband has the right to eat the Peiruf, means he has a right to work with the Evid. That's what the first machlokes Tamoim we had. Now if the Isha knocks out the eye of the Evid, does the Evid go out free or not? The suffix is the Isha called the owner of this Evid? She has a Kinyan Haguf, but the husband has a Kinyan Peiruf. So the machlokes is, does he go out free or not? So you hold like the Mandiyama, Kinyan Peiruf is a Kinyan Haguf Dami, or you hold it's last a Kinyan Haguf Dami. If it's last a Kinyan Haguf Dami, so then we say the main ownership is the Isha, and therefore when the Isha knocks out the eye, the Evid goes out free. That's the machlokes, nothing to do with Takanas Usha. Now, Omar Rava, Rava says, Pshat, my time at Rabbi Eliezer, what's the Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? When he says there are two owners here, there's when you own the Evid Ivri, Evid Kanani, and you sold them to somebody else, but on a condition that you can still use them for the next 30 days, so you have the usage of 30 days, and the second person bought the Kinyan Aguf. So Reb Lezer says neither of them has the lock of the owner. Therefore, if either one of them killed the Evid, no matter how long it takes for the Evid to die, they will get Misa. What's Reb Lezer's reason? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Ki Kaspoi Hu. That means Kaspoi HaMiyuchad Loi. An owner means that you're the original, real owner by yourself. Nobody else is involved. That's called Kaspoi Hu. You're the complete owner. Anytime somebody else has a kinyan of Peiruf also, it's not called yours completely, you don't have a lock of an owner. The Gemara says, now, command us, who does it go like, Hodi Yomer Ameima. That's what Ameima said in Gemara in Baba Basram, that Ish V'Isha Shemokru B'Nichse Miluk. Even if both of them together agree to sell the property that she brought in, again, Nichse Miluk means property that she really owns, and when she gets married now, the husband has a right to eat the Peiruf to use it. So the owner, the Baal, has the Kinyan HaPeiruf, and the Isha has the Kinyan HaGuf. So in such a case, even if both of them together decide to sell this field, lo yosav leklum, nothing doing, the Mechira does not take place. That's what Ameima says. So who does this go like? Keman to Rabbi Eliezer. This goes like Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, what that? The Rabbi Eliezer, neither of them own it completely. The Baal doesn't own it because it's not Kasvoi. And the Isha doesn't own it because it's not miyuchad to her. Therefore, neither of them is called the real owner. Neither of them could sell it. Like Rashi says, Sheina loyla zev loyla zev, v'yemeis echad mihem, v'hanisha meisim yad alakuchas. If one of them die, the other one, if the husband dies, so the wife has the right to take away from alakuchas. And it's not like Rashi says, like regular shutzvim di'alma. Dosim yesh lezev chelik v'kulay. Or shutzvim is a pshat, is you own half of the whole thing. To take half of it. But here, neither of them own it completely. Each one has a different type of a kinyan. She has a kinyan aguf, but not the right to use it. The husband has the right to use it, and not the kinyan aguf. So according to Rebbe Lezer, neither of them are the real owner, therefore neither of them, or even both together, do not have a right to sell it. Now, man tan, who's the tano, loho de tano rabbono. That's what we learned in the Braisa. That it says, mi shechetiv eved, vechetiv ben chayrin. We have an eved that's half freed, and half an eved. Originally, two people owned the eved together, and one person was Meshacher, his half, and the other half still belongs, it's still an Eved. Or else, V'chein Eved shel shnei shufim. If you have an Eved belonging to two people, and Yoytzin B'Roshi Evorim, Sheinim Chayzim, that either one of these people now knock out his eye, or any one of the Rashi Yevorim, Shein Echezrim, that the Yevon does not go out free. Who's the man, the Yom, that it says now, the Yevon does not go out free? So where it says, Omalei Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi, Hochi Amri, Mishmei, the Ravom, Rabbi Elezer, he goes according to Rabbi Elezer. Milo Yomer Rabbi Elezer, Kaspei HaMuchadloi, just like Rabbi Elezer says, who's called the real owner of the Yevon? It has to be Kaspei, it's your Yevon, it's yours completely. Hochi Nami, Avdoi HaMuchadloi, in this parsha of Shein V'yayim, that if the owner knocks out the eye of his Eved, the Eved goes out free, it says, Shein Avdoi. It has to be the Shein of your Eved, meaning it has to be the Yuchat to you, you're the only owner of this Eved. So in the case where there are Shutfim, two people own the Eved, or else in the case where half of the Eved was freed already, so you do not own this complete Eved, you're not called the owner for the Loch of Shein V'yayim. Therefore, even though one Shutif, or the Eved half freed, if the one master knocks out his eye, the Yevon would not go out free. According to Rabbi Elezer, Avdoi HaMuchadloi means you have to own the whole, the complete Yevon. Now the Mishnah says, HaToikeya, if you bang somebody's ear. So Rashi has two pshat exactly what HaToikeya means. Rashi says, Hikola Loznoi, one pshat is you hit him by his ear. Another pshat is no, Tokeya Mamish, you blow in his ear, you whistle in his ear. And you get him embarrassed. The locher is noisim loisela. You have to pay him a seller. Rashi says mishum boishes for the embarrassment that you gave him. It's a small embarrassment. You only have to pay him a seller. We have Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says mishum redesheg mili mona. No, you have to pay 100 zuz, not a seller 4 zuz, but you have to pay rather 100 zuz. Sotroi. Let's say you slapped him on the cheek. Noisim loy masayim zuz. Then you have to pay him 200 zuz. If you hit him al-alechi, Rashi says, on the jawbone. What about liacha yodoi? Let's say you hit him on the back of your hand, and you give him more embarrassment that way, then nice and like arba meyazuz. You have to pay him then 400 zuz. That's a big embarrassment if you hit him on his cheek with the back of your hand. Sarum biyoznoi. You like make a pagam in his ear. Sarum, Rashi says, moshach, you like pull his ear. Or else tolash pesaroi, you pull his hair. Rokak, you spit. And the spit reaches him. Or else, hever talisim emenu, you take off his talis from him. Or else, Torah roish isha b'shuk, you uncover a lady's hair in the shuk in the street. So all these type of embarrassments, halachar is noisim le'arba me'azuz. You have to pay each one of them 400 zuz. That's how much money you have to pay for the boishas and embarrassment you're giving them. Now the Mara